Hey, Megan, thanks so much for your time today.
Thank you, Jamie. Hi.
I'm excited because this is such a great role for you. Was this an audition for you? How did Kayla find her way to you?
Thank you. I agree that Kayla is just such a great role. I auditioned for it. I read the pilot episode, and at the end, my jaw was like completely on the floor. And what I loved about Kayla in particular, and why I was really excited to read for her, is she's so ambiguously bad. It's like she's made such a horrible decision in cheating on her wife with her brother-in-law, but you somehow have to find a way, like as an actor, to make her not just likable, but maybe hopefully understand what kind of situation she's in and relatable in some kind of way. So I was really excited to attempt to do that. And I was excited to play someone that is just like kind of bad, you know? So yeah, it's fun.
It sounds like that's exactly what drew you to the role and also what continues to challenge you about this role.
Yes, thank you. Yeah, it's a sea of emotions, and playing her, it's like, where do you show the vulnerability that she's really sorry for what she's done? But then you have to go, well, she did do it. So she's not completely innocent in this situation. And it was a really fine line and a fun line to play. And I think having Beth Ditto and Josh Sass as like the two people I'm stuck between makes it really great and challenging and awesome because they're both just so good. And you want to root for them both too in some way. And so it's just, we're all riding these really fine lines in the bad decisions that we're making.
Do Kayla and Gigi have a child already, or is this just the one that you were
Yeah,
mentioning is on the
we do. So Gigi and Kayla have a daughter named Summer, and Gigi carried her first. So Gigi has been able to carry a baby, and we had talked about the chance for me to be able to do that. And we haven't seen a lot of Summer yet, but you will. And upcoming episodes, there's a lot of kind of behind the scenes us at home, and you see Summer more there. And that was also what was so great about the storyline for Kayla is that she desperately wanted to carry a baby, like Gigi got that chance. So now she's carrying a baby, just maybe not exactly how she pictured she would be.
I'm sure.
Yeah, not exactly what was in the
Not
plan,
ideal.
but here we are. Yeah.
There's such great chemistry between Kayla and Gigi. Was there a chemistry read for you and Beth, or did you just find your footing when you guys happened to step on set to get
You know,
her?
yeah, you know, so there was no chemistry read with Beth and I. And what is so funny is when I met Beth, she's one of those people that for some reason, I just think it was meant to be, but she completely gets me as a person. We have a very similar sense of humor. It comes off in different ways, but I can make a look and she can look at me and know exactly what I'm thinking. We still text all the time. Like she'll text me random boots and I'll just know that she just wants my opinion, and I do the exact same thing. I'll like text a sweater and she's like, no, don't buy it, you know. We just totally got each other from the beginning, which is so lucky and so great. And I don't have children in real life yet, but I've already told Beth that she will be the honorary aunt to my kids, and she's already graciously accepted to babysit whenever I want. So we have a really great relationship, and I know for a fact I'm gonna be friends with Beth for life, which is awesome.
Oh, that's so sweet.
Yeah.
And it just goes to that you both were meant to be
I
partnered for
know, we
this
really
series, right?
were. We really were. Honestly, working with her makes the days go by so fast and so fun. And I think we both talked about this. Megan and Beth talked about this, that we wanted our characters to have that chemistry on screen, and it was so great that we have it in real life. But because we're playing such like sticky situations, it was just important that we showed some love somewhere. So I think it's showing on screen, and we love that it is.
Yeah, I mean, since you are a part of social media, what kind of feedback have you been receiving to your time on this series, and especially this beautiful, positive LGBTQ relationship?
Yeah. great feedback. I love tweeting with the fans every Tuesday. I love hearing what people think. Our story is so big and so bold that, it's nice to see people's reactions, and you do just have to jump into this world of Monarch, and people are, and that's what's so exciting. And I love that Beth and I are playing, a married female couple, and I love the representation there. I love being, an African American woman in that character as well, especially in the world of country. And I think everyone at this point is open and excited to see that kind of representation. And so that's the kind of feedback we've been getting every week. And I also think it's great to see a lot of the, oh no, she didn't with Kayla. Like when the pregnancy was revealed and all of those scenes, I love hearing people go like, wait, are you serious? And it's like, no, yeah, this show is. It's very serious. Yes, you did just see what you just saw.
It went there.
It did. No, you're not crazy. It did. And right after break, it's gonna get even crazier,
Is there a chance, since this is a musical family, that we will be seeing Kayla sing in the future? Has Beth been trying to encourage you at all?
I do not sing in this episode, or excuse me, in this season. And when you hear Beth and everyone else sing, I kind of, I have sung in the past, but who they have singing are just so incredibly talented and so good. And then you have, Shania Twain guest starring, and you have Tanya Tucker, and we have some incredible guest stars coming up in the country music world. I feel like we're all good with Kayla not singing this season. I would love to come back, and in the break, I will take a ton of lessons and make Beth teach me all of her ways, and then we'll see.
All right, we'll keep our fingers crossed for season two, that you explode on our screen with a vocal performance.
I think there's a lot of opportunity there, I think, to kind of see where Kayla comes from on her musical background and how, potentially her and Gigi got together. And I do think their love of music is something that unites them. So it would be great to explore that.
What have been some of your most memorable or favorite scenes to film so far, if you can tease?
Oh, that's so hard because a lot of scenes have been fun and challenging and again, jaw-dropping myself.
I mean, the big reveal that there was a pregnancy, it has to be one of the standouts so far because that's a pretty monumental moment for your character and for the series.
Yes, 100%. And the scenes I did with Josh in the beginning, we didn't read too far ahead, but we knew what was coming as far as a pregnancy. And I think those scenes with Josh in the beginning were really delicate, and we really tried to just do our best to give off that we, really had some deep feelings there, and this was such a complicated situation. So those in the beginning were really hard, and at the same time, you're getting to know Gigi and Kayla and kind of falling in love with them, because I think Beth and I have such great chemistry, and the writing allows us to kind of show how we're connected and we have a humor together even on screen. So I think the beginning episodes were the most difficult. And there's some episodes coming up, especially towards the end of the season, that I can only tease that were honestly so hard to film. And I can just say that it got really emotional on screen and off for all of the actors involved.
I can only imagine sometimes it's easier than others, though, for you to shake off a long day on set. I mean, is it difficult during those days to put Kayla aside still? Or have you been, I know you've been career-wise in this for quite some time, that you know how to slip out of a long day of shooting emotional moments?
Yeah, that's actually a really great question because I have never played a character that has made the decisions that Kayla's made and that are very hard to justify. And so as an actor, you have to find a way to justify it and have to find a way to give the character empathy and play her, hoping that people find empathy for her. So especially towards the end of the season, it was hard. And again, with Beth particularly, we get along so well and I consider her a friend. Again for life, so make sure she knows this. She's stuck with me. Just put like for life, Beth. But I, we got along so well, that it was hard to play a character that just wasn't doing sometimes the most kind of things. And it is acting and it's not real. And this show, again, just goes there and you have to be willing to go there. But especially towards the end, it was hard to shake off playing a character that wasn't really doing the nicest of actions to someone that she cares about a lot.
Well, what do you think it is about Monarch that's really made it such a fast fan favorite series so far? I mean, I think people are super invested, all, and it's only like episode four, maybe.
I think it's just such an escape. It's country music, it's sparkles, it's tassels, it's cowboy boots, it's horses, it's everything. It's drama, it's backstabbing, it's death, it's murder, it's babies, there's just so many things that allow you to fully escape that I think people are ready for that. And it's fun and it's a bit dark, but they juxtapose that with some great music. And I think country music has such a huge audience, and I hope that we're pleasing that audience, but also allowing people who might not have been a fan of country music before to start to become a fan of country music. And I've always been a fan of country music, even growing up. And I think it's awesome to see such representation again, that like music doesn't have color or sexual orientation. And so I think this shows all of that. And it's there's something for everyone in this show. And it really just is such a big escape.
Oh, and I love that country music is starting to blur those lines on race more and more.
Me
And I
too.
think this show super celebrates that, just as much as the industry is starting to embrace it as well.
I agree. And I'm really hopeful for a season two, and I hope that as the show hopefully continues, that we continue to show just the diversity that country music in real life is accepting, rightfully so. There's just such great talent, and again, just talent has no color, and I think our show is showing that, and country music itself is showing that too.
Have you been busy working on any other projects lately, or has this been full focus?
This has been full focus, and I'm working on some things I can't entirely talk about, but this show really, it took up, 7, 8 months of our lives, and it's been nice to now just be able to talk about it and have people see it, and it's exciting. And so we'll see what happens in the future. And again, I'm hopeful that we can continue to make Monarch.
What would you like to say then to everyone who are fans and supporters of the wonderful work you do on our screen?
Thank you. Two big words, capital all the way across. Thank you so much, with a bunch of exclamation marks. I genuinely appreciate people tuning in to this show and other things that I've been in, but specifically this show. I love the feedback. Truly, Twitter is just such a great world for that. The live feedback and conversations and just hearing what you guys all think is means a lot to me, and I know for everybody on the show. We really, really appreciate it. Thanks for just jumping into this crazy world with us.
I've said it before, but I really think this is such a beautiful vehicle for you. And I'm so excited that we get many more episodes to come to see the chemistry between all of the cast and especially Gigi and Kayla. And I can't wait for many more juicy dramatic moments.
Thank you, Jamie. That means a lot. I really appreciate it. And me too. I'm hoping for more and more because there's so much of a story to be told, and there's still so much left of this season that honestly people won't believe. It's just beginning, if you can even believe that, truthfully.
It's you guys in the first four episodes or so, you guys have filled it pretty packed. So I don't know if our hearts can handle more, Megan. I will be honest with you.
Well, like, buckle up. Whatever your drink of choice is on Tuesday nights, like, keep the cup full, buckle up, because there's just so much more to come.
Well, those are all of my questions. So I'm so grateful I got a chance to chat about this series and about this special character.
Thank you. Thank you for